Hello, good morning. My name is Jesse. I'm calling you from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a survey. Your participation is a voluntary but very important to succeed in the research of the effort of local community-based organizations. Do you have time for a quick survey?
About what?
Pretty much is about like the upcoming elections, presidential, U.S. Senate and all that good stuff. And just, you know, some of the candidates there in your local, community, might want to give you two cents on this.
All right. Well, go ahead.
I do appreciate you taking your time with me. Okay. So bear with me. Okay. What is your zip code?
49508.
Thank you. And your date of your year of birth?
55.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Yeah, I voted for Biden.
Biden?
Yeah.
Real quick, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm African American.
Okay. African American. Here we go. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yeah, I'm registered.
Perfect. And as you may know, there will be elections for office like president and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote, probably 50-50?
I would definitely vote in straight Democratic ticket.
Okay. And how do you plan on voting on the upcoming 2024 general elections? Voting in person or?
Yeah, in person.
On election day or early?
Probably on election day. I don't know if they have early in person. I'll probably do it. But
okay.
Yeah, if they have early in person, I'll do it.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 5 means that Black community has no power at all.
10, we have power. They trying to recruit the Black people to vote, even Donald Trump. So, hey, we must have some kind of power.
Something, right? I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the next question. Please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's elections for president, Congress, and state local offices from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
10.
They
should put 100 in there because it's 100%.
Well, you can take it like it's 100. 10 is close enough. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use a number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you've never heard of the people or group, please indicate so, okay? So this is the first one. Mark Kelly, do you feel favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay. So from a 0 to 10, that's a 10.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama?
10.
Okay. Joe Biden?
10.
J.D. Vance?
0.
0, okay. Donald Trump?
If they have a minus, put that as a minus.
You made my day. Okay, what about Donald Trump? How do you feel towards Donald Trump?
Ooh, he's a -0.
Okay. What about Josh Shapiro?
Shapiro.
Yes.
10. Okay. I'm a 10 for all the Democrats. I just put that out there like Republican. I'm not that favorable, but them two, J.D. Vance and Trump, definitely zero.
Okay, we'll just go down the list and you tell me, okay? What about Gretchen Whitmer?
10.
What about Kamala Harris?
Oh, she's a 10 plus, 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 plus.
10 plus, plus, okay. What about Tim Walz?
10.
10, okay. Oh, you're doing a good job so far. So the next one, what do you think are the most important issues facing the community today? Please select the top three issues that are most important to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go down the list. I'm going to do a small pause in between that way you know I'm going on to the next topic, all right? So the first one is rising cost of living.
Yep, you can mark that one.
Criminal justice and police reform. Affordable quality health care. Abortion. Climate change and the environment. Protecting and expanding voting rights.
Yeah, put that one in there because they're trying to cut our votes out.
So we have two so far, right? Hang in there. We got one more to go. Reducing racism and discrimination.
Put that one in there.
Okay, that's three right there. Let's move on to the next. I know it's still a long ways off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote for? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Well, you can say it's both, but I would say it's more for her because of what I believe she stands for versus what Donald Trump stands for.
Okay. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures that nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, or make no difference or somewhat less motivated to vote?
Well, she did get nominated, so I'm motivated to vote either way, even if she wasn't the nominee, because to me, you know, we need somebody better than Donald Trump, and to me, that's a Democrat.
Right. So the question is, if she were to make the nomination, would that make you much more motivated to vote? Or make some difference?
I don't know if it's, that question I'm going to vote either way, whether she's the one that's motivating me, is that I have a right to vote, so I'm always going to be motivated to vote.
So it makes no difference.
No. Because I'm going to vote anyway,
Does it make you somewhat more motivated?
Yeah, I guess I might as well say yes to that one.
Let's stick to that one then. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable? Make no difference, somewhat less favorable or much less favorable? Compared to...
I would say much more favorable.
Okay. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
I'll say a lot.
A lot, okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you think Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, little, or not too much?
I'm going to say a lot because, that is her background.
For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her at all, okay? So I'm going to read you a couple headers right here. So restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community. Does this sound like her?
No.
No? So that does not describe her at all, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. It's a strong black woman.
Yes.
Okay. Represents the AAPI community.
What's the AAPI community?
I honestly don't have that information in front of me.
Okay, well, I'm not familiar with that.
I believe it's something like African American something something.
Okay, well, if it's dealing with African American people, I think she represents us.
Okay, now governs with an iron fist.
Yep, I think so.
Think so? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough on crime.
Yep.
Okay. Is someone young girls can look up to?
Yep.
Okay. Is prepared to be president?
Yep.
Fights for all of us?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to tell me more about Vice President Kamala Harris for each of... I'd like to tell you more about President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes much more favorable of Vice President, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable, okay? So Kamala Harris is dottingly referred to as a mamalo by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives. Does that make you much more favorable knowing that?
Yes.
Okay, so the next one. Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cams and implicit bias training program for police officers. Does that make you much more favorable? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala is a proud alumnus of Harvard University, the historically black university where she becomes a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black communities. Does that make you more favorable towards
her? Yep.
Okay. In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples. Does that make you more?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
Yes.
Okay. Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to the provide legal protections for these victims.
Yep.
Okay. Moving on to the next one. We're almost done here. We're about 80% done. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's election, president, Congress, state, and local offices from a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
From 0 to 10? Okay. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it has a lot of power, 5 means it's neutral, 0 means the black community has no power.
10 is they wouldn't be trying to keep us from voting.
Okay. I know it's still a long ways off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? I know I asked you earlier, but sometimes people change their mind in the course of the survey. We have Donald Trump, Republican, Kamala Harris, Democrat, or third-party candidate, Robert F.
Kamala.
And is that more for Kamala or against Donald? Once again, I know you mentioned that.
It's more for her because I don't like what he stands for at all.
Okay. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act the best of interest?
Yeah.
A lot. Okay. And I know I just ask you these questions, but sometimes they repeat, okay? When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris in the best interest of the people?
Yep, I do.
Okay. And which of the following would you say you are your main source for news? Select up to 3, okay? National newspaper, CNN, Family and Friends, Facebook, TikTok, MSNBC, Twitter, Fox News, local TV, local radio, local newspaper, Instagram, Snapchat, network news.
Local news, CNN news.
Okay, local news, CNN, and
MS, what is it,
MSNBC? Okay.
Yeah, that one.
Perfect. Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the president elections come up recently in these groups? Very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, or not often at all?
Somewhat often.
Somewhat, okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself independent, Democrat, or Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not too strong Democrat?
Need something in the middle. Medium.
Not as strong then, because if you are a strong Democrat, you'd say it. So it's not too strong, right?
Yeah, it depends, because, you know, I have an open mind of the policies, regardless
right.
of if it's Democrat or Republican, so yeah.
As you should. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Master's.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. And are you married? Are you married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, widowed?
Yeah, married.
Married? Okay. Are you, you don't sound too happy there.
You're mad at somebody, you have to think twice.
You do. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years old in your household?
No, we're retired. We're senior citizens.
Lucky you. Last year, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. You don't need to give me an exact number. This is just for statistical purposes only. So, did you make?
Do they have non-disclosure? Because I don't want to answer that question.
You don't have to give me a precise. You could say like less than 100K or around 75.
You want to say less than $1 million? How about that?
Okay. No worries. Well, this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for participating. You've been great. Do you enjoy the rest of your Saturday?
Okay, you too, and I hope you have more success with your service, because I know some people, I really didn't answer the phone, but because I've seen that it was like in Wisconsin, I'm like, okay, this could be a family member, because I have family members there. So that's why I answered. So I hope you get some more people that cooperate with you.
Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate your time, and I appreciate you as a human being. Have a wonderful day.
You too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.